Dear God, have mercy. Oh, how evil can you get? The Jewish council imprisoning anyone who speaks your name for 2 years. Oh, how terrible. Your very own people. Not my very own, Jesus replied. Rather, the spawn of Satan. Those who have made these rules know perfectly well who I am. They have known it for a very long time, but have insisted on passing me down as the son of a harlot. How much must I endure from these wretched creatures? You say you will create a perfect heavenly environment, but I say the fruit of your hearts is a perfect hell. And how will you escape damnation when Jerusalem is destroyed? Your perfect Jewish utopia. I am coming to my threshing floor, where I shall separate the wheat from the chaff, along with the poisonous offspring sown in my field. You who are set on wickedness and evil shall finally find your place in eternity. Beware of those who say lengthy prayers in public and widen their garments, adorning them with costly bells, as they sweep evil along with every deceitful, pious step. Woe to you, for your time is coming, and you shall no longer deceive the nations. I shall have my holy people set apart and glorious in their worship to me, while you observe from the fiery abyss with your father, the devil. O Lord, my heart grieves for the holy places being covered over with asphalt and secular buildings. Do not worry, my dove. This shall not come to pass, and your prayers are important to me. Is it not written that Egypt shall be destroyed? Do not concern yourself with things far beyond you, but tend to those things that are urgent right now, souls on the brink of perishing. You have a work set before you, and those who will rally around you. You have all you need to complete this task, and I want your spiritual input as much as everything else that must be done. Have your materials there, your giveaways, especially those things which will serve as a focal point for their prayers. It will be very, very special. Do not concern yourself with the opposition. It will not stand. The fruit will be copious that none can gainsay. Just cling to your humility and poverty, and live your consecrated life before them. All the rest is in my hands. Do begin this work soon. There is no time to waste. And that was the end of his message. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and thank you for your prayers and support. Let us be busy about his business.